Welcome to Talent Talks on Savon Aalot. This show highlights inspiring stories from professionals in North Savo with a focus on international perspectives. Today we joined by film director Jukka Wigren, known for the movies Heavy Reissu ja Heavimpi Reissu. We'll talk about filmmaking, global collaboration and how Northern Roots can lead to international success. Welcome, Jukka, to Talent Talks series.
Thank you.
Let's start from the beginning. How did you become a film director?
Well, I got very interested in movies from a very young age. I think I spent a lot of time on myself when I was a kid. Although I have three brothers, but they're much older than me, so I hang out at home a lot. And of course had a very busy parents. And I think I just enjoyed watching movies really, really much, and really kind of went into the world of movies and the stories, and they always kind of felt very important to me. So yeah, I think we were very, very young. I think like 9, 10 years old when my close friend and his parents brought a video camera from their travels abroad, and we got really excited. Now we can make our own movies, and a lot of my childhood was just like running in the woods with the film camera or a video camera, and recording all kind of movies that we made with our friends.
Jukka, you have a strong family background connected to bonds. How has this world of forest machinery shaped your view of work and internationalism?
Yes, I think it's been a big influence on me, on the idea that you can work internationally and the world is not that far away. I think that's been a big thing for me in how I think of the world. And yeah, of course, a lot of some kind of business sense and some kind of, like, I think the most important thing is what I've learned from home and from my father and my brothers is that like working together is super important, and we find people around us who are talented and enthusiastic about the things as we are. And that is a great source of inspiration and kind of power also to make these things happen, because films very much are things that you make with a big group of people.
Jukka Wigren, how did your family take that you came a film director, not a forest machinery business?
Well, yeah, I think, yeah, I had a few very kind of big conversations with my father, who was kind of course, wanted me to join the family company, but I think he understood that I have this thing for something else. And after a while, he accepted the thing, and he gave me advice and stuff like that. So I think it was not a huge problem. And I think my brothers thought that, well, he's weird anyway, so better this way.
What kind of opportunities do you see from film production in here, North Savo?
Well, now, actually, we've been writing this TV series that is set in this area for quite some time now. Hopefully we will can shoot it next year. But yeah, I think it's a great locations and very interesting people. And it's a place like any other that you can set stories here and tell them from this perspective. And of course, you need some kind of instruments to make it happy, those being financial or otherwise. I think there's been a talks of putting up a film commission here in this area, which we never had. And those film commissions, like, there's a bunch of them all around Finland, but the Savo area has never had one. So I think if they would set up a film commission here, and that would help a lot trying to get productions in this area. Of course, at the moment, we don't have so much professionals working in the film industry here, because that is a big question. If you want to have a production somewhere, you will have to bring everybody around here. And that, of course, is a lot of money to accommodate these people and travels and such. But yeah, why not? And I'd love to work here more. And that's why I've been writing this TV series as well.
So do you think, Jukka Wikren, that North Savo and the Kuopio could serve as locations for international film shoots?
Yeah, why not? We have a really beautiful nature here, and it is something that is not seen so much. And like what I know from international productions, they're always looking for something new, something exotic to show the people. And we have a hugely beautiful landscape here with all the lakes and the shapes of the land and everything. So it is not impossible. Of course, it's hard work getting those productions. And but it's been made, and they're shooting a lot of films also, like east from here in North Karelia. They've been shooting big films with big actors internationally. So maybe Savo is the next great place to go.
Maybe we see sometime in international film as like Puyo Tower and Maailman Napa.
Yeah, waiting for that.
So let's talk about the Savo cultural. How has the Savo's cultural environment influenced your storytelling?
Yeah, I think a lot. And I think of that much more now with age and with some perspective. But yeah, I think a lot of my kind of sense of humor and way of telling stories has to do with our kind of local mindset. I think we have in this area, we have a really kind of this way of approaching life, not taking it too seriously even in the darkest of times. We have this kind of dark humor that gets you by, and I think that's very important for me. And I think this kind of mindset is very important, how you tell stories, because in the end, what do you have a storyteller? Stories are not so different. They have they're usually the same stories told in different ways, and like that different way, I think, is how you tell the story and how you approach it, and what is your kind of mindset, and what do you personally can bring to the story. And that way, I think it's very important, like what I get from here. I don't know if it's from the culture so much as it is from the way people live and kind of how people see the world around them. And I think like Savo people are very good storytellers, and we have this long tradition of telling stories and and maybe not being so truthful, but there's this one saying in the film industry that never let the truth ruin a good story. And I think that some of people really understand this concept.
So Jukka, your movies like Heavy Reisu and Hevimpi Reisu have also international films. How have international audiences interpreted your films differently than Finnish viewers?
When the first Heavy Trip, the English title is Heavy Trip, when that came up, we traveled a lot on festivals around the world from all over. And that film really went over 60 countries, and it's been shown in Japan and Korea and United States and South America and a lot of places in Central Europe. And we went to a lot of premieres and a lot of film festivals in different places and had chats with people. I think the humor was it was interesting watching these films with an audience. With a comedy film, you can you hear what jokes the people usually laugh at. And it is pretty universal, like the same stuff usually laughs here and there. It was interesting. We were with my colleague Juuso Laatio, who's the other director and screenwriter, we were kind of trying to kind of figure out if there's huge differences between different countries. But well, we couldn't find any, like, okay, they didn't laugh at this joke, or they didn't laugh, they did laugh at that joke. So nothing huge, like small things. I think we were watching it in a Romania in a film festival, and there's this scene where the guy goes and buys flowers, and he pays 20 euros for the flowers, and like there, all the Romanians were laughing at that, probably just because they thought that that's crazy expensive for flowers. It's small things like that, small things like that. But I think comedy is pretty universal. And especially if you don't go to cultural specifics, like making fun of a, I don't know, a political character or somebody that you should know who is this person that we're talking about. If we really stay in a kind of a emotional level, those emotions are completely universal.
Jukka Wigren, you told me that you are now writing a TV series. How about some movies? Are you planning director more movies?
Yeah. Hopefully. I'm working on a few ideas, and it's always like working on ideas and trying how those go. And you have to kind of get the idea so good that people will buy it. And of course, the most difficult thing in filmmaking, unfortunately, is getting the funding together. And then you have to kind of have a good enough idea that a lot of enough people get excited about it, and they think, okay, well, this is worth the investment that we're gonna put on this film, and it's gonna bring some money back. So definitely gonna do more films in the future.
Are they comedy or something different movies?
Well, probably. I think there's always some small comedic element to my films. As maybe it's the Savo cultural inheritance in me that I don't take life so seriously. But I'm really interested in different genres, and I love all film genres. Maybe horror, not so much. That's not my thing, maybe. But thrillers and action films and everything. Of course, there's pretty limited what kind of films you can do in Finland, unfortunately. Well, now we have Sisu films, which are big action films. So maybe that's chasing as well. Of course, a lot of the financing then has to come from abroad.
So now you are working with a TV series. Can you tell more about that?
Well, it's not announced yet, so can't really go into specifics, but it is a story set in a small village in North Savo area about these young guys living in the countryside and trying to figure out ways of making money and trying to keep their lives here in the countryside.
Thank you, Jukka, for joining us on Talent Talks. It's been fascinating to hear how your films have traveled from the north to the world, and everything good to you and your projects.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Anssi.